Making movies is hard. It's even harder if you're trying to honor a culture long distorted by Hollywood. I'm Ewan Kerr. This weekend, Native American filmmakers from around Minnesota will gather in St. Paul to discuss ways of telling Indigenous stories. Bird Running Water, a member of the Cheyenne and Mescalero Apache tribes, says it's only recently that Native Americans have taken more control over their representation on film.
If you look at the whole history of American cinema, the representation of Native people and Indigenous people has really always been told by others, by outsiders, by people who, you know, have been uninformed about the constructions of Native characters and stories.
Running Water is director of the Sundance Institute's Indigenous program, which is offering Saturday's workshop. He says it was the 1998 release of Smoke Signals that marked the first feature film written, produced, and directed by Native Americans.
And so we understand that there are a lot of really rich stories that are just dying to be told.
This weekend's workshop will be held at Film North in St. Paul. It'll explore different approaches to doing documentaries. Filmmaker Leah Hale, who is Dakota and Dene, took part in the Sundance workshop in St. Paul 2 years ago. She's eager to spend time with other Native filmmakers.
There's not a lot of us, so every time I get an opportunity to be around them, I'm there.
Hale makes documentaries about the Indigenous experience. Most recently, The People's Protectors, about the Native people who served in the U.S. Armed Forces, including in Vietnam.
And they told us it was a necessary evil.
I remember talking to veterans who were deeply conflicted. Or they went in not being conflicted, and then when they got there, they realized what was going on.
One of my older cousins came back, and he said, a couple times I absolutely couldn't shoot at someone. He said, because they looked too much like us. And they were just skinny boys that were trying to be soldiers.
Hale is now developing a film on missing and murdered Indigenous women. She says it's good to be able to compare techniques and approaches with other Native filmmakers.
The filmmaking process itself is really non-Indigenous-like. So in order for people to feel comfortable to share their stories, I think that it's important that it's a Native person that's there, that's making them feel comfortable in order to open up and share some of these stories that are really important to our people.
Among the mentors who will attend the workshop is award-winning Milwaukee-based director Sky Hopinka of the Ho-Chunk and Pechanga Band of the Luiseno Indians. Sundance Institute's Bird Running Water says Hopinka brings a lot to the discussion.
He has such a different approach and technique to every single one of his stories that, you know, we really want to encourage our filmmakers that, you know, there's not one right singular way to tell a story on film.
Members of the public can get a sense of the variety of Indigenous filmmaking at a free screening of film shorts tonight at 7:30 at Metropolitan State University in St. Paul. Film North Executive Director Andrew Peterson is not Native, but has been involved in the development of queer film. He says there is an arc to underrepresented communities telling their own stories. First, they set the record straight. Then they tell more nuanced stories. And ultimately, stories where a major character happens to be someone from that community.
Those characters are bringing a very unique spin to that story or that type of genre that give a freshness to the romantic comedy, to the action film, to the thriller.
Each participant in the workshop will bring a work in progress. Bird Running Water says maybe one of this weekend's films will end up at the Sundance Film Festival. Ewan Kerr, NPR News.